This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Kansas voters on Tuesday overwhelmingly struck down a proposed constitutional amendment that would remove language enshrining reproductive rights in Kansas in a move widely seen as a victory for abortion rights. The proposed amendment was the first time anywhere in the U.S. that voters cast ballots on abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June and took away a woman's right to her own bodily autonomy. In a statement celebrating the outcome, NARAL Pro-Choice America said that the vote signals to Kansas and the rest of the country that Americans value reproductive freedom and will fight to protect it. Reproductive freedom is a winning issue now and in November, said the group's president, Minnie Timiraju. Anti-choice lawmakers, take note. The voters have spoken and they will turn out at the ballot box to oppose efforts to restrict reproductive freedom. The Kansas ballot question, known as the Value Them Both Amendment, asked voters to decide whether the state's constitution should continue to protect abortion rights. The proposed amendment to the Kansas state constitution would have removed language that guarantees reproductive rights and asked voters if they prefer to put the issue of abortion in the hands of the state's Republican-controlled legislature, an outcome that abortion advocates said was all but certain to result in the elimination or curtailment of those rights. The ballot question had been planned for more than a year, but it took on greater significance in the weeks since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Early voting in Kansas began in mid-July, and as of last Tuesday, more than twice as many people had already cast early ballots than at the same point during the last midterm primary election in 2018. At least 22 states have already banned or will soon prohibit abortion. The new landscape makes Kansas a regional outlier and a safe haven for women in and out of state seeking abortion care. Vin Scully, the legendary sports broadcaster and Los Angeles Dodgers icon, has died. He was 94. Scully was the Dodgers play-by-play man from 1950 to 2016 and for major networks covering a variety of sports. The Dodgers team said in a statement that Scully was the voice of the Dodgers and so much more. He was their conscience, their poet laureate, capturing their beauty and chronicling their glory from Jackie Robinson to Sandy Koufax, Kirk Gibson to Clayton Kershaw. Vin Scully was the heartbeat of the Dodgers and in so many ways the heartbeat of all of Los Angeles. Scully called various nationally televised football and golf contests for CBS Sports. Before that, he joined the Dodgers radio and television booths in the 1950 season when they were still in Brooklyn. Scully came with the Dodgers to Los Angeles in 1958 and stayed with the club until his retirement in 2016. Scully was lauded as one of the most recognized and revered sportscasters on radio and TV. He also worked national broadcasts for Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the PGA Tour, and appeared in several sports films as himself. Due to dry conditions and extreme fire dangers, Treasure County, Bighorn County, and Musselshell County are under Stage 1 fire restrictions. Campfire and smoking restrictions are in place countywide and at all Fish, Wildlife, and Park sites within those counties. The only exception is the Tongue River Reservoir State Park in Bighorn County, where campfires are allowed in designated fire rings only. Under Stage 1 fire restrictions, building a fire, maintaining, attending, or using a fire or campfire at FWP sites is not allowed. Smoking is prohibited except within an enclosed vehicle or building, a developed recreation site, or while stopped in an area at least 3 feet in diameter cleared of flammable materials. Recreationists may cook on a liquid petroleum, gas, or propane stove that can be turned on and off. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.